The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We're launching into the third hour of the program, and we've got time for you if you want to join us here. The polls, by the way, closing up in New York, and maybe there'll be some results by the time we wrap the show up at 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. We'll let you know if we hear anything. Meanwhile, we've talked about the Mormon magic underwear, which is apparently an offensive term to Mormons. They call it temple garments or something like that. And also, let's see, we discussed the supposed public health crisis of pornography as being denounced by the government in Utah. They are the first state to name pornography a public health crisis. You're welcome to comment on that or whatever is on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
Johnson, you had started at the last segment of the show there in the second hour, a list of 12 questions that one could sort of self-ascertain one's attachment to drama.
Do you want me to recap the question?
Yeah, let's recap. It was relatively quick to go through in the first place, so go ahead and recap.
So, okay, the first one, well, I'll just say them by number.
This is from Cyblog. Yep.
One, sometimes, and this is, if you, depending on how strongly you agree with these statements, will help you to assess your personal need for drama.
All right.
One, sometimes it's fun to get people riled up. Two, sometimes I say something bad about someone with the hope that they find out what I said.
That's pretty dramatic.
Three, I say or do things just to see how others react. Four, sometimes I play people against each other to get what I want. Five, I always speak my mind, but pay for it later. Six, it's hard for me to hold my opinion back. Seven, people who act like my friends have stabbed me in the back. Eight, people often talk about me behind my back. 9. I often wonder why such crazy things happen to me. 10. I feel like there are people in my life who are out to get me. 11. A lot of people have wronged me. Agreeing with the following statement, though, is linked to lower levels of a need for drama. I wait before speaking my mind. So that's the only statement that they have that's basically out of this study that is linked to lower levels of a need for drama. And the study was published in the Journal of Personality and Individual Differences, Frankowski et al., 2016.
So the more of those things you strongly agree with, the more you are a dramatic person.
Yes.
Yeah. I only strongly agreed with three.
Yeah, there
Which ones did you strongly agree with?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Question 7.
People who act like my friends have stabbed me in the back.
Question 9.
I often wonder why such crazy things happen to me.
And 11.
A lot of people have wronged me.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The one about say what you want and then you get punished later or whatever for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I always speak my mind but pay for it later.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I do that here on Free Talk Live, and there have definitely been some consequences.
It's actually funny. That one doesn't apply to me, but I would say number 6 does. It's hard for me to hold my opinion back, which is funny because I don't feel like I always speak my mind because I do feel like I'm able to strategically, I don't know, I guess I do feel like I'm able to control when I speak my mind and when it's appropriate. But there are certain circumstances where it's definitely hard to hold that opinion back, but I guess I'm able to succeed in doing so in certain situations where I'm like,
So, interesting. I don't know where to go from here on that particular discussion. Does Cyblog have more to say?
No, that's pretty much the end of the end of the study. I mean, but it's certainly interesting.
Because, you know, when it comes to speaking your mind, I think it is important to be true to yourself, right? And there are consequences to being true to yourself because you will lose so-called friends.
Even just being honest.
Yeah. That as well.
I think they should have followed.
Part of being true to yourself.
They probably weren't structuring this story for radio, but I think that they should have followed the list, the test, with the three factors, which is the interpersonal manipulation, the persistent perceived victimhood, and impulsive outspokenness. Because those are like those sort of the three factors. And it's sort of interesting because, you know, like I wonder, you know, like for me, it's impulsive outspokenness. You know, for others,
I would say for me it is as well. Then,
yeah. What about? I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of any if I know anyone who's strong in the interpersonal manipulation, because that's their number one factor. The two is persistent perceived victimhood, and I definitely know
yeah,
people who are.
So the interpersonal victims. Manipulation would be the person who was telling one thing to someone and then telling another thing to someone else to try to get them to go at each other.
That person's willingness to influence other people.
Or saying something that you hope gets back to the other person.
I mean, I've had parents go through multiple divorces. I definitely understand interpersonal manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you play one parent off the other. I've definitely been there and done that.
Gotcha.
You know, I was that kid. I don't know if I know anybody. I mean, I guess that would be more something that you would probably witness in a workplace environment, I would guess.
I guess the difference would be strategical versus impulsive. Same thing with, like, the time and the place to speak your mind and...
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and I also feel like there's a big difference between someone who is trying to manipulate people versus someone who's just being true to themselves, but being, you know, public about it. So I qualify for the sort of being too honest or being true to yourself and, you know, the consequences that come from that. But a lot of times I'm not doing it to get a reaction as much as I am just to do, you know, to say what I mean and to, you know, mean what I say.
Well, I think that's why they wrote it the way that they did, that they said it's a person's willingness to influence other people. So it's your willingness to have an influence at all over other people. So your willingness to influence other people to behave in a manner serving your goals. So if you're willing to influence other people rather than just letting them form their own opinions or whatever, if you're actually willing to influence their opinions, that would be considered...
That's dramatic.
So being
a talk show host is
I guess while you're
thing.
Being a talk show host, yeah, absolutely. I mean, come on, that makes perfect sense. But if you're doing it in your personal life as well, then that would be more of a tendency to be willing to influence people, you know, outside of radio.
See, to me, I like the Harry Brown silver rule of that you should be true to yourself so you can attract the right people to you. Because otherwise, if you're pandering, if you are, let's say, keeping your mouth shut in a moment where if you were to say something, you might lose your associate or your friend, so-called friend, then you're making yourself like that person. You're making yourself similar to that person in a way that's false and not true to you in order to retain that person's friendship. And that's almost manipulative in some ways because then you're not really being who you are and you're acting as though you're someone else purportedly for whatever benefit it is that you're getting from knowing that person. I mean, I've had in the last month, I've lost dozens of friends on Facebook because of, you know, my opinions about age of consent and
bye Felicia
just being close to Renee, who is a much younger lady than I am. I've had people who are supposedly my friends basically start to hate me because I had a girlfriend who was great. I mean, we've had a good relationship together and we're back together now, and I enjoy that, and I'm glad that you're back. But boy, some people really hate the fact that we get along and that we're together, and they talk about it obsessively.
Right.
And
it really is. That's the thing that bothers me. Like, it's fine. Go ahead. Hold your opinion. But why obsess to the level that you do and make your opinion so public when it's none of your business?
Because it's a, you know, this sort of publicly unpopular thing to do, what you and I do, and that people don't want to be seen as supporting it. So maybe even if some of them aren't bothered by it personally, they still have to act as though that they're bothered by it in order to retain these friendships. So again, those people wouldn't be being true to themselves. Now, I don't know who of them is doing that, nor do I care. So there would be like sort of two categories. There's the people who genuinely feel as though that us having a relationship is wrong. And then there's those who are pandering to those who genuinely feel that us having a relationship is wrong.
I also kind of feel that there's this like religious magical thinking component to this, which is you have to have this religious belief.
Many of them are a-religious.
No, no. The religious belief is that you groomed Renee, and magically, if you are under a magical age of 18, you are unable to think at all.
That's right.
Right. My brain is totally undeveloped.
That's what one of them said.
Totally undeveloped. But now I'm totally
You've crossed 17 years, 365 days.
The metamorphosis that occurred when I woke up on my 18th birthday. Wow. Right. I just magically felt so much smarter and more capable of making my own decisions. That's Let me tell you.
I love that, the metamorphosis. You've turned into a butterfly. What? So our toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
And don't forget, check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com. It's an hour and a half long, feature-length documentary film about our friend Derek J. Freeman, who was arrested 5 times in a one-year time frame when he first moved here to New Hampshire as a liberty activist. He's now moved back. He's living out on the seacoast. And the movie is, coming up here. It's going to celebrate its 4th year this year. Coming up in September will be its 4-year anniversary, so very, very cool. If you haven't seen it yet, it's not too late, because it's free to watch anytime you want at victimlesscrimespree.com. So is there more to say about being true to yourself, dramatic?
To thine own self be true.
I think it's good advice, generally, but it is going to create problems. You know, if you are openly honest about what you believe, then there are going to be people who hate you for that. You know, especially in certain social circles. Like, we were talking earlier about religion. This is one of the places where it's most oppressive.
Also, it makes it so that you have to find your own audience if you're going to do that. I mean, not everybody can be in the position, because not everybody has that kind of a career or that kind of a personality to be able to do that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, some people, you have to be in a career where you're
working in an office or something.
If you're a politician.
Yeah.
You're a doctor.
You're in a respectable profession. Now, you could argue that Trump is an example of someone who is speaking his mind. Now, whether he's telling the truth or not about what he's thinking is another question. But he probably
didn't always do that to get to where he got to. You know, like,
I don't know.
He can do that now because he's got the...
Well, he inherited money, didn't he?
Yeah, that too, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know enough about Trump to really really make a call on that. But I think it is important to do that, and you know, just in general, you know, maybe there are circumstances where it's wise to keep your mouth shut,
right,
and that it could be more profitable to you to do that. But you have to ask, you know, at what cost?
Right.
You know, are you selling your soul to some extent?
And some people would say there's also ways of communicating without being a dick.
Yeah,
you know, like there's ways of being, you know, just more ingratiating when you speak to people, even and still share your opinion, but not in a way that's going to anger people.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us on a conversation about drama.
I'm very bad at that, by the way.
It's 855-453.
All the time.
That's 855-450-3733. Let's change gears and go to the Satanic Temple and their 7 tenets.
Speaking of
oh boy.
Expressing things in a way that's not going to make people happy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is from Patheos.com. That is the Progressive Secular Humanists. They have the Satanic Temple 7 tenets, and they say they're morally superior to the Ten Commandments. Based in Massachusetts.
That's not hard to do.
And with approximately 20 chapters across the U.S., the Satanic Temple's 7 fundamental tenets are as follows. 1, strive to act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures in accordance with reason. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good one. Compassion and empathy. Oh, didn't you have something about empathy, Johnson?
I did. Yes.
That might be worth bringing up here, because you had something about how empathy was...
I've actually been holding on to this story for a while, too, which I think is something...
Empathy is bad for you? Is it that story?
Yes,
you claim
is.
That
okay.
Empathy makes people more violent, or someone is claiming this?
Yes, someone is claiming this.
Hold that up. We'll get back to it here in a moment. The struggle for justice, writes the Satanic Temple, is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. One's body is 3. One's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. Boy, wouldn't that be nice if we actually had our own control over our own bodies and we weren't being ruled by these government goons who want to tell us what we can and can't do with them. 4, the freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego your own. That's a pretty libertarian statement, right?
Yeah, the Satanic Temple is sounding pretty good right now.
Well, you know, the Satanic Temple is really more of a group of atheists than it is anything else.
Yeah.
It seems like basically a group of trolls, and how many of them are actual Satan worshippers is unknown.
You know that the government has now determined that the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster is not a religion.
I saw that. We talked about
that
a few days ago.
The Church of Satan will be next, sure, certainly.
It would seem less likely that the Church of Satan would be found as to not be a religion, because they're using the trappings of an old religion.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the government can tell us whatever they want. They can decide what is religion and what is not.
Yeah. And I think that's disturbing because, you know...
Yeah, I hope the ACLU just chews the government, the federal government
off. Wasn't there something in the Constitution about religious freedom or something?
Yes, and it's... Well, okay, so let's go back for a moment into this discussion because it was... I think it's interesting. This lower court, it was just a federal district court.
Right.
So it was a lower court decision that found that the Pastafarianism is basically a parody of a religion. And so not a religion. And
being touched by his newly appended.
Yes. And while that may be a true statement for those who created Pastafarianism, it's not necessarily true for those who are following it, right? Because when you create some sort of, when you create a religion, and all religions were created by men, when you create a religion, maybe you were joking. But if somebody really does believe that there is a flying spaghetti monster and that, you know, whatever the tenets are of the religion, I don't know. I've not done that much research.
Less about the meatballs. Run in.
You seem like you've done some research into this. You know, you're laughing because you think it is a joke. You're an agnostic.
We laugh at all religions.
Sure. I don't laugh at all religions, but Johnson would because that's, you know, what he does.
Yeah.
I am a minister in the Shire Free Church, which is an interfaith group. But regardless, there's a possibility.
I laugh at all magical thinking. Like any
isn't
kind of,
it possible?
I even laugh at your church.
You know, well, not necessarily, but psychics.
Isn't it possible that someone believes truly in the flying spaghetti monster? And if that is true for that person, then that's a real religion for that person. So I think...
Jedi has become an officially recognized religion in some countries. So
that's true.
You know.
But also the converse of this particular court decision is that there was a decision in favor of the flying spaghetti monster in Massachusetts. Now, I don't remember if that was a state or a federal court, but if you remember, the case was the woman wanted to wear a colander when she got her driver's license photo taken.
Right.
And that she was successful with.
Right.
So it's kind of been a mixed bag for them so far. Now, whether the ACLU will take the case is another question. They don't tend to take cases of a religious nature, even though they are a pro First Amendment organization. They could take it, but it doesn't tend to be their bag,
right?
From my experience with them. Anyway, we'll get into the empathy thing here in a moment.
I think we discussed recently, by the way, that I don't donate money to causes very often. That's legal action. If there was a fund for suing the bejesus out of the government, pardon the pun.
For the Church of the Spaghetti Monster?
Yes, I would definitely.
You should contact them. There may be.
Yeah.
I suspect they want to appeal that decision.
Yeah.
I would hope they do.
Yeah. They really need to. This is something that needs to be overturned.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go on here. There's three more. For the Satanic Temple's seven fundamental tenets, beliefs should conform to our best scientific understanding of the world. We should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit our beliefs. Number six, people are fallible. If we make a mistake, we should do our best to rectify it and resolve any harm that may have been caused. Also a very libertarian statement there. And finally, number seven, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. And we can talk more about the empathy thing here because, Jonathan, you've got a story about that. Can empathy lead to violence? I gotta say, I don't get it. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. 855-453, that's our toll-free number. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up what's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Empathy is normally an idea that suggests putting yourself in someone else's shoes, being able to feel what those people, someone else is feeling, so you can relate better to their perspective on things, so you can come together and understand better. How that could bring someone to be more violent, I don't know, but Johnson's going to tell us something here in a few moments, and try that again, Johnson. Your mic's on now.
Yeah, well, this article is from Paul Bloom, who's a writer for The Atlantic, and the Brooks and Suzanne Reagan Professor of Psychology at Yale University.
We're going to get into it. Also, I want to let you know that if you want to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live, then please go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon, as well as some other companies like Walmart. But most people go to the Amazon links. Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. You pick the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a small portion of the purchase price, so it makes a difference for us when you do that. So take just that extra moment and go to shop.freetalklive.com and start your shopping there. So where'd you say this was from again?
Paul Bloom, who's a professor of psychology and a contributing writer to The Atlantic.
All right.
He says here, I'm not usually in favor of killing, but I'd make an exception for the leaders of ISIS. I'd feel a certain satisfaction if they were wiped off the face of the earth. This is a pretty typical attitude shared even by many of my more liberal friends, even though intellectually it's not something that we're comfortable with or proud of. Where does this malice come from? Psychologists have standard explanations for murderous feelings towards groups of strangers, but none of them apply here. I don't think ISIS is a threat to me or my family or my way of life. I'm not driven by disgust and contempt. I don't dehumanize them. I don't think of them as vermin or dogs. Rather, I am motivated by more responsible sentiments, by compassion, love, and empathy. Okay. Not for ISIS, of course, but for their victims. I have seen the videos of decapitations and crucifixions, and I have read accounts of rape, slavery, and torture. If I were less invested in the suffering of their victims, I would be more receptive to a balanced discussion of different options. But because I care, I really just want them to pay.
Oh, okay. I see what he's saying now.
Yeah.
So the empathy with the victim is resulting in hatred towards the victimizer.
Right. Yep. In The Theory of Moral Sentiments, published in 1759, Adam Smith observes that when we see someone harmed by another, we feed off his desire for vengeance. We are rejoiced to see him attack his adversary in his turn, and eager and ready to assist him. Even if he dies, our imagination does the trick. We enter, as it were, into his body, and in our imaginations, in some measure, animate anew the deformed and mangled carcass of the slain, and bring home in this manner his case to our bosoms. You can see this process at work in research published last year by the psychologists Anarchy Buffon and Michael Poulin. Subjects were told about a competition between two students in another room of the lab. Half of the subjects read an essay in which one of the students described herself as being in distress. I've never been this low on funds, and it really scares me. The others read an essay in which she was mellow. I've never been this low on funds, but it doesn't bother me. The subjects were then told that they were going to help out in a study of pain and performance, wherein they would get to choose how much hot sauce the students' competitors would have to consume. Keep in mind that this competitor didn't do anything wrong. He or she had nothing to do with the students' anxiety about money. Nonetheless, the subjects chose to give more hot sauce to this other person when the student was described as distressed.
Huh.
Their empathy drove aggression, even when it made no moral sense. It's not an accident that so many statutes are named for dead girls.
Well, hold on then. This is interesting, because what they're saying here is that, specifically using the example of ISIS, I think is interesting, because it's hard for anyone to empathize with ISIS. Right? It's hard for someone to put themselves in the shoes of the religious zealot who would be willing to decapitate someone with whom they disagree.
I don't know. Have you talked to any of the people who call the show on a regular basis?
I'm just saying, generally, that's a true statement. Most people would have a tough time empathizing with the position of a man who is decapitating his political opponent.
I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like there are a whole heap of people who are religious who would be like, yeah! You know, like, beat him! You know, there's plenty of those types of people.
Okay. I guess I just don't know those
folks. Even towards you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
Dot Freakin is all about your head on a stick over me, because I'm a victim of you, supposedly.
Or even over political stuff.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They can't empathize with me.
If I saw him in a dark alley, you know, I mean, they don't say they'd behead you, because that's a nice thing to do, but they'd certainly, they say that, you know, I'd beat him bloody.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I've been threatened multiple times. That's what I'm saying, is that it's hard for people to empathize with ISIS. So those people who you're giving examples of cannot empathize with me, right? They can't put themselves in my shoes.
No, I'm saying that they act the exact same way as ISIS, so they could empathize with ISIS
under
the right circumstances. Absolutely.
Well, I suspect they would disagree with you if you asked them.
Yeah, sure. Because America. But if you just could change the circumstances slightly so that ISIS were, let's say we were to convince them that ISIS didn't hate the great Satan America and instead hated the great Satan Ian.
Then they would. Yeah,
then suddenly they'd be emphasizing all over the place. Yeah. Behead him!
Cut his guy's head off. Yeah. All right, I see where you're coming from there. But anyway, I'll still stand by at least the theory that most people would have a difficult time empathizing with someone who is cutting people's heads off, for the most part. And so basically the idea here being that, therefore, they can empathize with their victims, and the results are of that is the people who are supposed to be empathetic become violent, and now this study is showing that they're more likely to actually engage in violence against an unrelated person. Well, not actual violence, but using more hot sauce as sort of the intermediary towards actually being violent towards that person. It's interesting.
Yes. So it goes on to say here, it's not an accident that so many statutes are named after dead girls. Who isn't enraged by someone who hurts a child?
Mm.
Also, before the study was done, Buffon and Poulin gave all their subjects a test that scans for specific genes that make people more sensitive to vasopressin and oxytocin, hormones that are implicated in compassion, helping, and empathy. As predicted, there was a greater connection between empathy and aggression in those subjects that had those genes.
The higher levels. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is, more empathetic people were more aggressive when exposed to the suffering of strangers.
Hmm.
I've come up with similar findings in a series of studies done in collaboration with the Yale graduate student Nick Stagnaro. We start by giving people a simple test that measures their degree of empathy. Then we tell them some awful stories about journalists kidnapped in the Middle East, about child abuse in the United States. And then we ask them how best to respond to those responsible for the suffering.
Turn it to glass.
In the Middle East case, we give a continuum of political opinions from doing nothing to public criticism all the way to military ground invasion. From the domestic version, we ask about increased penalties for the abuser, from increasing their bail to making them eligible for the death penalty. Just as with the genetic study, we found that the more empathetic people are, the more they want a harsher punishment.
Wow.
Politicians are comfortable exploiting this dark side of empathy.
Mm.
Donald Trump likes to talk about Kate. He doesn't use her full name, Kate Steinle, just Kate. She was murdered in San Francisco by an undocumented immigrant. And Trump wants to make her real to his audience and make vivid talk of Mexican killers. Similarly, Ann Coulter's recent book. I mean,
so this is interesting. It's giving you an example of how sociopaths, politicians in this case, people who don't care about how others feel, that sociopaths are using empathy to manipulate people into being violent.
Yep.
It's fascinating.
Similarly, Ann Coulter's recent book, Adios America, is rich with detailed descriptions of immigrant crimes, particularly rape and child rape, with chapter titles like Why Do Hispanic Valedictorians Make the News But Child Rapists Don't? And headings like Lost a Friend to Drugs? Thank a Mexican.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Tell us what you think about empathy. It's interesting. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here in the remaining moments. We're talking about the bizarre converse, if you will, or the corollary, not corollary, anyway, the converse to empathy. Apparently, if you are empathetic enough, that you might be prone to violence.
And aggression.
Yeah, that's the study that you're telling us about here, John. It's actually a couple of different studies I think you've hit so far. And with you in studio, it is Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
Don't forget to check out Renee on her show, Anarchy After Dark. It happens Friday nights on LRN.FM, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, going through midnight. Also, you're heard frequently on Off the Air Live on Saturday nights on LRN.
Woo-hoo.
So we're going on here, but first we're going to go to the phones, and specifically to Skype, where James is on the line. Do we have James? You know, there's some sort of weird bug with Skype where it actually says that the call is on hold, even though the call is not, in point of fact, on hold. So I don't know what's going on with that. We'll see if we can get it worked out. Meanwhile, our Skype username is lrn.fm. And let's continue, Johnson. So what the study has shown is that politicians, sociopaths, people who, you know, want to take advantage of people are using violence, like, let's say, ISIS, using examples of violence, talking about the victims of that violence, and then using that to spurn people into wanting to support violence. Even though, and the way they're doing that is they're spurning empathetic people. So they're using people's empathy towards the victims of the violence. And then it turns out that when you point out the horrible things that have been done to these poor people, that people want to retaliate with force, even though they're supposedly empathizing with the victims.
Yeah. So it says there's a history of this sort of thing. Lynchings in the American South were often sparked by stories of white women who were assaulted by blacks. And anti-Semitic attacks prior to the Holocaust were often motivated by tales of Jews preying on innocent German children. Who isn't enraged by someone who gets hurt? Sorry, who isn't enraged by someone who hurts a child? Similar sentiments are used to start wars. As the U.S. prepared to invade Iraq in 2003, newspapers and the internet presented lurid tales of the abuses committed by Saddam Hussein and his sons. Israeli reaction to the news of the three murdered Israeli teenagers drove public support for the recent Gaza conflict, just as Hamas used stories of murdered Palestinians to generate enthusiasm for terrorist attacks against Israel.
Even though, when the war begins, the innocents continue to die. So, with Saddam Hussein or, you know, you name your dictator, there's all these motivations for people to go to war, but the ugliness of war means more innocent people perish.
I mean, since Stop for Keen was already brought up on the show, I mean, look at how, I mean, this is like, grade A number one, this is their primary tactic, is to try and drum up and create these stories about victims. Look at all the victims Keen creates.
Mm-hmm.
They're abusing old ladies 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, but the stories, I mean, the way the stories are told are always to try and create these feelings of empathy for these presupposed victims that just really don't exist. So, anyway, when making the case for airstrikes in Syria, Obama spoke movingly about the horrors inflicted on Assad by his soldiers, including their use of chemical warfare. Should we go to a full-scale war against ISIS, we will surely see more images of people being beheaded. It's hard to think of a more biased and unfair way to determine punishment. Our reaction to these atrocities can cloud our judgment, biasing us in favor of war. The benefits.
Well,
of
even
war,
Mark admitted, one of our other co-hosts, that when 9/11 happened, he was in favor of going and getting them.
Yep.
You know, get those bad guys, even though they all died in the plane crashes. Go and get everybody who looks like them.
Right.
You know, and it's sick.
Yep. So the benefits of war, including avenging those of us who have suffered, are made vivid, but the costs of war remain abstract and statistical. Mm. We see the same bias reflected in our criminal justice system. The outrage that comes from empathy drives some of our most powerful punitive desires. It's not an accident that so many statutes are named for dead girls.
Well, we hear this all the time. When Mark and I will do a show about the death penalty,
right,
and we'll talk about the innocent people that have been put to death because of the death penalty, the innocent people, because we know they exist, because innocent people have been taken off of death row.
Right.
So more than 170 or 200 people in the last few decades have been exonerated and have been removed from death row and let out of prison because of later evidence that that came to the front, which means that there are people put to death who are innocent.
Right.
And the common the common excuse that we'll get from some of the callers is, well, if it was your family member who died, then you would want to kill them, too.
Except for he's innocent.
Well, but it doesn't matter. They're not specifically talking about that one incident. Right. They're just talking about...
Just kill somebody. I don't care.
Right. They just want you to be on board with the death penalty.
Right. Well, again, it says, it's not an accident that so many statues are named for dead girls. It says, in Megan's Law, Jessica's Law, Kaylee's Law, no surprise that there's now enthusiasm for Kate's Law. These high incarceration rate in the United States and our continued enthusiasm for the death penalty is in part product of fear and anger, but also is driven by the consumption of detailed stories of victims suffering. Then there are victim impact statements, where detailed descriptions of how victims are affected by a crime are used to help determine the sentence imposed on a criminal. There are arguments in favor of these statements, but given all the evidence that we are more prone to empathize with some individuals over others, with factors like race, sex, and physical attractiveness playing a powerful role, it's hard to think of a more biased and unfair way to determine punishment. Part of me still wishes the leaders of ISIS dead. Still, during my better moments, I acknowledge that what I really should want is for them to stop torturing and killing people, and that any violent act toward them should be judged on its probable consequences, how much it makes the world better or deters these sorts of acts in the future, not on how satisfying it might be for me or my friends. Everyone appreciates...
Because then you've just lowered yourself to their level. I mean, if you're getting satisfaction off of a bomb being dropped on an ISIS gathering, then you're not that much better than them in that way. Let's go to James. I think we've got a good connection now. James in Arizona on via Skype.
A mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. That's straight out of a theory of moral sentiments by Adam Smith. And his moral sentiments were informed by the Torah. But Ian,
so you're arguing for violence here, right, James? You're arguing for eye for an eye.
You just put words in my mouth. No, I didn't make that argument. But anyway, Johnson, I know detractors bore you. You want to speak all that you can and not have anybody question.
Losers bore me. Drunk
losers.
Oh, that's
a good one. You're so funny.
Speaking of losers,
loser.
James, why didn't you call into my show? I missed you.
Hey, Renee, why don't you talk to me on Free Talk Live? You got a chance to rip me apart and let me respond. Go ahead.
But my show, I can cuss you out.
But
I can't do that here.
I did tune in and drop out on Friday afternoon inadvertently, and I heard this gutter-mouthed teenage girl speaking and then said that somebody...
She just said that was the point, that she wanted to be gutter-mouthed when she talked to you.
May I speak? It's offensive to people that have an education and that...
Really? Because actually, if you read studies, people who are educated swear more.
Is that right?
Because they consider their vocabulary, they consider it just to be additional vocabulary words. They don't moralize.
You
want to
rip me apart and then let me respond?
Go ahead, respond. Say more stupid things.
I'm quoting Renee. Ray, why doesn't he call me in and rip me apart? Well, do it right now. You call me a moron and you suggest
because
I call you a
whore. Because she can't swear at you. She just said her reasoning. Are you dumb?
You said I called you a whore, Renee. I never use such language on the public airways, except for quoting you, of course. I never called you such a thing.
No, I am the show obsessively after the show because
you feel sorry for me?
There used to be an after show on SoundCloud, and you would answer the phone, Johnson. So
no,
what
I
you
didn't.
Me of?
I've never answered the phone after the show. I've never. I leave. I walk out the door after the show.
Obsessing about a show that's on the air after the show. Very good, Johnson. You really got me, loser. But anyway, Renee, I'm trying to.
I'm sorry, Pop.
You said you
want
to rip me apart. Go ahead. You call me a moron. Go ahead and rip me apart and then let me respond, little girl. But
that really is stupid, isn't
he? Yeah, he really is. He's still
doesn't get
that. You want to respond to him on your show where you can swear at him. He still doesn't get that.
Ian, may I respond to your stupid... I don't know anybody that was pro-war in Afghanistan or Iraq that just wanted to go over there and kill people that looked like the 9/11 terrorists. I don't know anybody that has that immoral sentiment. Just like Ian, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there's people like that. They call the show. Maybe you don't know them. No, you may not.
Bye, Felicia.
Maybe you don't know them, James. But there are absolutely people who've called this show saying, turn it into glass! Nuke the whole place! So obviously they don't care about the innocent human beings that actually live in those plots of land.
And they call it constantly. You know, it's like, how did you miss it? Especially with the obsessive way in which he listens to this.
So it sounds like he's scared to me, Renee. It sounds like James is scared to call your show. Because he wanted you to, like, have words with him here, but you made it pretty clear that you were inviting him to call so he could let, you know, just one-on-one, he could go at you.
Yeah, go ahead. Then I don't have to worry about the FCC.
On Anarchy After Dark on Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do it.
And, your phone
lines are drunk by then to have any kind of coherence.
Oh, wait, next Friday. Next Friday. Next Friday.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.